So for budgets 2013, there's been quite a bit of an emphasis on helping business to generate the growth that this country so badly needs. So we're looking at the business aspect now with Scott Bentley, partner in the corporate team at Francis Clark. Can we just start off with corporation tax? So what's happened here which is of benefit, particularly to Cornwall's businesses?
We already knew that there was a stepped reduction in the top rate of corporation tax, which is paid by businesses generating profits in excess of 1.5 million. And you could say that there's relatively few of those in Cornwall. But of course, the main news in this budget was that we're seeing that rate of decrease accelerate, and we are seeing a planned abolition of the differential rates for companies. So we won't have a small company's rate for companies with profits of up to 300,000 and a higher rate for those companies turning with profits of over 1.5. So a simplification of the tax system. Now, a marginal benefit to small companies on the face of it. Clearly, the government is trying to attract more overseas companies to set up in the UK, making the UK a very attractive corporation tax environment for those companies when you compare us to other major European economies like France and Germany that have significantly higher corporate tax rates.
Okay, also we're looking at national insurance breaks for companies, aren't we?
In the run-up to the budget, we were perhaps expecting some increases in national insurance for the self-employed, as there is still an increased burden on employed people versus self-employed in the national insurance they pay. However, we didn't see that. What we did see was the government bringing in a flat rate £2,000 grant for employers, effectively as a credit against their employers' national insurance costs. Now, I've yet to be able to go into the detail of how that reduction is going to be implemented and managed and how the admin's going to work. But undoubtedly, that is very welcome for economies in the region, in particular in Cornwall, where there is a very large preponderance of smaller micro businesses, where that will be a significant percentage of their employer's national insurance bill. So a reduction in their employment costs. So that's good news.